Hello there, this is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us again here on Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, Hospedia Channel 1 and online. Today is Palm Sunday, the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem, humbly on a donkey, and was immediately surrounded by people waving palm branches, crying out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So let's have the first of two songs by Graham Kendrick today. This one's called Lift Up Your Heads, All Ye Gates.
Lift up your heads, all ye gates. Swing wide you everlasting doors. Lift up your heads, all ye gates. Swing wide you everlasting doors. That the King of Glory may come in. 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 Lift up your heads, all you gates. Swing wide you everlasting doors. Lift up your heads, all you gates. Swing wide you everlasting doors. That the King of Glory may come in. That the King of Glory may come in. That the King of Glory may come in. That the King of Glory may come in.
Hundreds of years before Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, the prophet Zechariah told of a king who would one day ride into Jerusalem. He would be a holy, righteous, and victorious king who would enter the city humbly, riding on a donkey's foal. He would bring peace, and his fame would spread throughout the world. These are the words that were foretold. Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious. Lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. So why were the crowd so excited at first, then so disillusioned by the end of the week? In John's Gospel, chapter 11, we're told that a man called Lazarus had just died. His body had lain in the tomb for 4 days, but Jesus had raised him to life. This tale had spread like wildfire, and many who had witnessed what had happened were now putting their faith in Jesus. No wonder the people were excited. Had their Messiah arrived at long last to save them? Some still wait for him. On holiday some years ago, I was standing looking out over the Kidron Valley at the old city of Jerusalem, and our guide pointed out the main gate of the city, known as the Golden Gate, and she told us that the Messiah, when he comes, will travel from where we were standing on the Mount of Olives, down into the valley, and in through the gates. You know, the Christian belief is that this has already happened over 2,000 years ago. Our next song is all about Jesus' triumphal entry into those gates. It's from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Jesus Christ Superstar. There are some who might not be too keen on this particular song, as Jesus is referred to as JC. It might appear disrespectful, but there's one very special last verse which emphasises Jesus' mission to reach everyone, including the lost, and bring them into God's kingdom. The song says, "Sing me a song, but not for me alone. Sing out for yourselves, for you are blessed. There is not one of you who cannot win the kingdom, the slow, the suffering, the quick, the dead." But as we'll hear, the religious leaders look on horrified, fearing a riot. All they can see is a common crowd that's far too loud.
Oh, the rabble to be quiet. We anticipate a riot. This common crowd is much too loud. Tell them all who sing your song that they are fools and they are wrong. They are a curse. They should disperse.
Nothing can be done to stop the shouting. If every tongue was still, the noise would still continue. The rocks and stones themselves would start to sing.
Hosanna, 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 Hosanna,
for yourselves, for you are blessed. There is not one of you who cannot win the kingdom. The slow, the suffering, the quick, the dead. Our
reading today is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 12, beginning to read at verse 12. The next day the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the King of Israel!" Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it. As it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. Now the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed this sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, "See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him." Graham Kendrick, his second song here, also captures the excitement of the people, lining the route to welcome Jesus in his song, "Make Way."
Make way, make way.
Make way, make way.
For the King of Kings.
For the
Make way, make way!
Make way, make way!
For the King of Kings!
For the King of Kings!
Make way, make way for Christ the King! In His splendor arise! Fling wide the gates and welcome Him into
Oh,
So we see from this song how we can also open quite different gates, the gates of our hearts. In this next song, Eva Cassidy invites the listeners to get ready. There's a train coming. When a train arrives at a station, we do have choices. We can either get on and stay on till we reach the destination, or we can get on but get off somewhere before we reach our destination, or we can simply slam the door and walk away. The people of Jerusalem had very similar choices to make when Jesus came riding into their lives, and we too have choices to make in our response to Jesus. Here's People Get Ready by Eva Cassidy.
People get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to Jesus a humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord, yeah.
Had many expectations of this king who was to come. He would be a conqueror, bringing in a new kingdom like that of King David. He would come in as a warrior to drive out their enemy, the Romans. He would come in glory and great splendour. But their expectations didn't match up with God's plans. And perhaps that's why, by the end of the week, the people had turned against Jesus. Their dreams and hopes were dashed when he was arrested. Had he been an apostate? But so many witnesses told of the good deeds he did, the miracles he'd performed, and said how beneficial his words were. Those who knew him saw no sin whatever in him, so how could such a one be false? Was he mad then? But that couldn't stick either. Many testified to his character, his thoughtfulness and compassion, his kindness and his humility. How could such a one be delusional? The only other conclusion to be drawn is that he was everything he claimed to be. Such a thought would have been intolerable to those who were against him, and so by the end of the week, Jesus of Nazareth walked the lonely road to the cross. This next song is for those of us who know exactly what it is to walk the lonely road. But we have in Jesus one who has walked it before us. He is the Living Prayer, sung by Alison Krauss.
In this world
no place to call my home, but there's one who holds my hand. The rugged road through barren lands, the way is dark, but he's become my eyes to see, the strength to climb, my griefs to bear. The Savior lives inside.
All was not lost, for the cross became a curious paradox, that is to say, as a set of contradictions. David Watson, a famous preacher and evangelist, put it this way: the cross is a picture of violence, yet the key to peace. A picture of suffering, yet the key to healing. A picture of death, yet the key to life. A picture of utter weakness, yet the key to power. A picture of capital punishment, yet the key to mercy and forgiveness. A picture of vicious hatred, yet the key to love. A picture of supreme shame, yet the Christian's supreme boast. The key to everything, really. Let's listen to How Great Thou Art, recorded at the Keswick Convention.
Thank you.
And so Jesus rode on into Jerusalem, welcomed and applauded by the crowds. But as it says in our final hymn, in reality, he entered the city in great humility, riding bravely towards his death on the cross. Wallsend churches working together have asked me to announce that they'll be holding a Christian witness event in Wallsend Park by the bandstand on Good Friday. That is this coming Friday, the 19th of April. Folks will gather there from 11 o'clock, and at about 11:30 there'll be a time of prayer, praise and reflection, focusing on the meaning of Good Friday, with music provided by the Salvation Army Band. And mini Easter eggs will be given out at the end of the service, and a warm invitation is extended to anyone who'd like to come along. So, to finish our programme today is the hymn Ride On, Ride On in Majesty, sung by King's College Choir, Cambridge. Bye for now.